3-2. Ground ball right side. Altuve to his right. He has it. Throws to first in time. And that is the ball game. The Houston Astros win their second in a row and end the Indians' win streak at six games as the Astros victorious tonight by a final of 6-2.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Nice team win yesterday for the Astros and really put the game away with that three-run seventh inning. Took advantage of some Indians' mistakes and gave yourself some separation.
Yeah, and it was big. You know, it was almost like a spring training game, as many pitchers as we were seeing, which is not easy. It's not ideal for either side, but it's not easy for our hitters. And we would get close to scoring, and then the next thing you know, it'd be a new arm in there. So you know, we had some opportunities early. We had the lead. They crept back to within one run. Then we opened it up with a three-run seventh, and that's winning baseball when you can do that. And we got to do it without the use of our primary relievers at the back end that have been getting, you know, thrown into the games quite a bit. So a win on a lot of levels, but a nice way to even the road trip so far.
I mean, we could go on all day about how impressive Alex Bregman has been so far.
First pitch, and Bregman drives it pretty deep to left field. Going back on it is Crisp at the wall, looking up, and that ball is gone. Two-run home run for Alex Bregman. Got it over the 19-foot-high wall in left, and the Astros lead is 3-0. Bregman with his seventh homer of the year.
It seems like, you know, you talk about selectively aggressive. That seems to be the buzzword now for hitters. And it seems like Bregman embodies that. If he sees something good early in the count like he did first pitch when he hit the home run, he's swinging. But he can also have lengthy at-bats, work out walks, and really wear out a pitcher.
Yeah, don't blink when he comes up to bat because the bat might be over. He's probably put the ball in play. And recently it's been putting the ball in play with some damage. So really good hitter. He has an idea what he's looking for. He doesn't wait around if he gets it. But at the same time, he's also drawn a few walks. He's had some deep counts. He's not just an ambusher that's going to swing at everything. He usually stays within the strike zone, which I like for a young hitter. And he's really adapted well to that two-hole in front of Altuve and behind Springer. And as we've seen, you know, as he's gotten more hits, he gets more confident. He is a tough out, and he's been very productive.
Jose Altuve, his first multi-hit game since – August 20th, and that's really not that long ago. But for Altuve, it seems like an eternity since multi-hit games. Maybe the worst funk he's been in so far this year before the two hits yesterday.
Yeah, most hitters wake up with the idea of, like, I want to find a hit. Jose wakes up wanting to find multi-hits, and he usually gets them. And when you go 10 or 12 days without getting a multi-hit, that's not uncommon for most humans. For Jose, it's an eternity. So I like the fact that he was able to put together some really big hits. One of them was the double early. He made a base running error, but he got the run in to start the scoring. And then late against Shaw, it was an excellent job of hitting the ball to right center field. And when he's using both left center field and right center field, he's a better hitter. And that's why he's been, you know, in the 2-for-15 or 2-for-16 slide that he's been in, is his pulling off the ball a little bit and not using the middle of the field. So maybe yesterday we'll click him back in and we'll start to see these multi-hits on a regular basis.
Roster moves today. Brad Peacock announced yesterday he was going to start today for Dallas Keuchel. He's officially back in the big leagues, getting recalled. And David Paulino getting his first big league call-up. He had already been on the 40-man roster, had been down at AAA Fresno. Both of them have been starting pitchers in the minor leagues. Of course, Peacock's been here already and has started in the big leagues in the past. How do you plan on using both of them?
Yeah, Peacock will start today and go as long as he can. I told him he's going to stay in the game as long as he's good. And we have a bullpen that's rested. So obviously if he can get us to the middle part of the games, we've got the normal guys to close out hopefully another win. And on Polino's role is going to be, he's going to start on Thursday here. We're going to push back Musgrove and McHugh and Fires into the weekend against the Cubs and give Polino a look in the rotation. You know, and a lot of this is happening because of the uncertainty with Dallas Keuchel. We want to give ourselves as many options as possible. Give them both a look and see how we're going to progress moving forward if Keuchel's going to miss a couple of starts. So I like the opportunity for these young guys. It is a tough ballpark. It is a tough first-place team across the way. But, you know, with the way the rules are where you can bring up 40 guys, we're starting to get close to that number. But we're trying to use all the options we have.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On this day in 1979, the Astros were in first place when they sent their ace, J.R. Richard, to the mound. J.R. had pitched 8 straight complete games to improve his record to 15-12. The 9th complete game, which set an Astros record that still stands, and his 16th win, were just 2 hours and 39 minutes away. The Padres never had a chance. They managed only three hits in the game and struck out nine times without drawing a single walk. The first game in his nine-game streak was a 4-3 win over the Dodgers on July 29th. He pitched a complete game in every one of his starts in August. The Astros eventually finished a game behind the Reds, setting the stage for their first division championship in 1980.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Lunch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks. My guest today, it's a cool guest. I love getting the local guys to play on other teams. It's Klein Collins High School product, Tyler Naquin. And just getting a chance to play against the Astros a few times this year, it's got to be kind of weird, huh?
It is. It's a little bit different, but it's awesome, man. You know, they were just about an hour away from me back home in Texas, and you know, I went to two or three games growing up. You know, watching Bagwell, Biggio, you know, being able to see those guys play was pretty awesome. So now I'm just, you know, playing against that team that they were on is pretty surreal.
At what point in your life, Tyler, did you think, you know, I want to do what those guys are doing? Was it pretty early?
Really early, yeah, absolutely. Once I saw them playing baseball on TV and, you know, realizing that was their job, I committed to that pretty soon.
So you have a brother. So you and your brother both played baseball growing up. What are the select teams you guys played for in the area?
Mainly the Houston Heat. I also played for the Texas Wildcats when I was real young, out at Baseball USA. My brother played at Baseball USA as well. For the Crush, and I was on the Crush as well, and just different teams in the area, man, growing up. My brother was an unbelievable athlete, went to a couple junior colleges to play and just took a different route, but man, he still got great ability and, you know, joined the Marines and stuff. So, you know, and I'm still able to be healthy and keep playing.
And you're still looking up to him. I'm sure you're proud of him. Tell me about your parents. I mean, they were a big part of your life. Your mom and your dad sacrificed a lot for you to get to where you are.
Absolutely. You know, my mom worked all the way in Katy, and Baseball USA is, you know, kind of towards that way, more in the Houston area. And she'd come home every, you know, Wednesday, then turn right back around and, you know, hit the highway and bring me out there. Then every Friday, absolutely, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Definitely some late school nights in the middle of the week for sure.
Then you went on to A&M. Great time at A&M, I would imagine, especially if as good as the football team was there too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, we were real good, and, you know, that club's always talented. Under head coach Rob Childress, and, you know, recruiting is Justin Seeley and, you know, Will Bolt, and, you know, Hutch, the director there, and, you know, everybody does a great job there.
And in the offseason, you go back to the Houston area?
Yeah, I'll go back. I actually live in Iola, just outside of College Station. I work out with Jeremy McMillan, the strength coach there, and then I head out to Arizona and start working out pretty soon after I get home.
Wanting to see if you'd be willing to take a challenge, a lightning round about the Killer Bees. You got a chance to win a $25 gift certificate to NOLA Po' Boys. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
Jeff Bagwell's the first question. Did he or did he not, this is true or false, marry a former Deal or No Deal model?
That's true.
That would be false. You still have a chance. You still have a chance to win a six-pack of Carbach. All right, you ready? Craig Biggio wears Lululemon pants now.
True.
That is true. You still got a shot. You ready? All right, think about this. Lance Berkman, consider that. He has an English bulldog named Towels Hill.
No, he does not.
Oh, so close. That would be incorrect. You're the loser.
Gone.
Tyler Naquin, Klein Collins High School, Indians outfielder. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you guys very much.
Pitch your questions to the booth. Radio@astros.com. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks fielding your baseball questions. Radio@astros.com.